created live on Fireside.
Welcome to Athletic Definition, the Merry Fitness Extravaganza Edition. This is day 11 out of 31, and I am Santa's favorite podcaster, Coach Ray Z. Welcome, everybody, and today we're going to be talking about you basically ran out of time, and you don't know what to get the person who's into fitness for the holidays. Basically, today's December 23rd, and if you haven't found something, the chances of you going and finding something their size or exactly what they wanted are pretty slim. Good luck. So I figured, let me give you some ideas of what you could do. And maybe you've been kind of considering getting somebody a gym membership, but don't know the differences between the gyms and what's more beneficial. So today I'm going to go over the top four, I would say, biggest gyms, not as far as the price, because I think we all know the Planet Fitness and what you get, or Planet Fitness, and there's a couple other ones like that. But I'm going to talk basically LA Fitness. I'm going to talk 24-Hour Fitness, Gold's Gym, and UFC Gym. That way you guys can compare the features, the prices, the offers that they're giving. I went on the website today, so these are the prices that are available to get enrolled for yourself as a gift for yourself for fitness, getting started on the New Year's resolutions early, or for that loved one. So I'm going to get started with LA Fitness. LA Fitness, their website, I'm going to say, as far as getting all the details of the different membership options and finding like the small print, it was a little bit difficult. It wasn't as convenient as I would have liked it to been. I actually worked for this gym many, many years ago. And if you go in my experiences, if you go online in person, sometimes the online deals are not the same in person. Sometimes they're the exact same thing. It's up to you to compare. So this is the one that I found for the going rate for a single state access, which is pretty good. A lot of times it's you get a single gym access, but this is single state. I live in California. There's plenty of LA Fitnesses all over. And unless you travel a lot, then really you don't really need the nationwide access, and not available in all states. So not all states have LA Fitness. It's $34.99 a month. It's basically $35 a month plus a $99 initiation fee for single state access. With that, you get your free personal fitness assessment, which is basically a fancy way of saying, let's make you a lead. Let's figure out if we could offer you personal training to sell you personal training. You get pools, spas, and saunas depending on the gym that you go to. And then it says premium weights. Premium, they're just weights. And strength and cardio equipment. And then if you want to get the one that gives you access to all the gyms and all the nations, then the price goes up to $49.99 per month, and they're giving you a break on the initiation fee, so they're giving it to you for $0. Now, remember, all these gyms that I'm going over as a last minute gift ideas, I'm not getting sponsored by any of them. I just figured, hey, you couldn't think of an idea of what to get someone for Christmas who's into fitness. You know, they have those New Year's resolutions. There's a lot of options to choose from. And the second gym that And from LA Fitness, the ones that I've gone to or the ones that I worked at that were pretty nice. Some of them have basketball courts. Some of them have racquetballs, steam rooms, saunas. You're going to have to check your local facility. And then the 24-Hour Fitness, a lot of them were closing. And they seemed, from what they offer two gym memberships that I saw, basically. And you can either buy it monthly or you could buy it for the year. So if you want to buy it monthly, and this gives you access, it's called the National Access All Gold. And actually, I think I skipped one here. So the one, it's called All Gold's Benefits, two buddy passes, which to me is really good feature. When you can take two friends to go work out with you, because let me tell you, from working at different gyms, when people say, oh yeah, let's get that deal. Oh, don't worry, I'll pay you for you. It hardly ever happens where they end up actually giving you the money, or they stay for the commitment, depending on how long you're going to be going. You're better off getting one of these buddy deals. And it's cool too, because then if you're going to bring someone and then they don't want to go anymore, they give up, you could just keep bringing someone different. You're not committed to maybe signing a membership like that. So in the long run, the buddy system, I do really like it. That one, it's $46.99 a month, and the annual fee is $49. It's 25, and then the other one is $31.99, and that's basically the same thing, but the difference is, actually, I think I mixed up a little bit of the Gold's Gym, but overall, the Gold's Gym, to me, the better deal is if you have the money, you're basically going to either pay about $46 to be able to go to all of them, or about $32 to be able to go to one, and you don't get the buddy pass. They both have annual fees of $49. And then if you have enough money and you have an extra $300 to spare, you get a better deal. And that actually goes for either one gym, or if you want to be able to go to all of them. And you get the buddy passes, and really it breaks down to $24.99 a month or $25 a month. And for that, even if you don't go out of state, what if you do? What if you go on vacation? And then just for the buddy passes alone, it's worth it to pay the $300, because you're really only saving a couple cents. So for that, you're better off getting the all-out membership. If you have the $300, you get the best deal from what I saw on the website. Sometimes gyms do have other memberships that are off the table for people that do want to pay in full. So that's something, if you want to pay in full, depending on how many years you want, maybe you want to go inside and actually wheel and deal with the gym member specialist or account specialist, whatever they may be called. The 24-hour fitness gym website, even though when I wrote it down, I kind of messed it up a little bit, that one was very friendly, very easy to use. I could click and view the details of all the amenities and restrictions very easy on it, compared to the LA Fitness website. The LA Fitness website could have done a better job of including more of the finer details, because you want to be able to read that. You want to be able to know what you're getting, especially if like you're going for certain classes and then they charge more for those classes, or you're going for racquetball and then that particular club doesn't have it. So you definitely want to do your homework. But in general, if you're just going to be going to different gyms, because sometimes I live in Los Angeles, California, so the traffic could be really bad. You could either go super early to work, work out before, shower, head to work, or wait for the traffic to die down and then go in there, just all depending on each individual's family situation, things like that. So the Gold's Gym, the website, it was pretty friendly, pretty easy to use. Now, you just can't find the membership deals. It doesn't make that easy. You have to find a location first. So you have to put in your zip code. And then after that, they don't really want to tell you their prices unless they get some sort of lead off you. So you have to put your name, your last name, your email address, and a phone number. And of course, I didn't want to provide that, so I just made it up and I got past the first screen. With that, I was able to view the prices. So it'd be nice if, you know, anytime when you're showing prices and you make it difficult to read all the fine print and details, it makes it seem like you're hiding something, like you're doing something shady, and you may not. So just make it more easy for the people who want to buy it. A lot of people won't even read the details anyways, but make it so that people can actually find the details. So Gold's Gym, the single club membership, is $99 annually, and then it breaks down to $14.99 a month, which to me is really good just for one club. And the great part about even just for the basic membership, it comes with one buddy membership, one buddy that you could bring each time. Now that as I read the annual fee, it says for all the memberships, you're going to have to pay first and last, including an annual fee of $49. And that $49 one goes for the other two ones that they have listed, which is the second one up that they have is called the Passport. And they waive the enrollment fee, which looks like it's typically about $60. Now, as I mentioned, I'm in Los Angeles, California, so I know I have people listening all over the United States. The price may vary, but they waive the $60 fee and they charge you $25. With that one, you can go to pretty much almost any gym except, and you get the buddy passport as well. And then the last one that they offer, they're also waiving the $59, and you get $35 a month, and you get to go to all of them. They all have the annual fee of $49. So that's something, if you're going to join a gym, you want to check. They all seem to be charging annual fees, which is separate from your member dues and your monthly payments. And so things that you want to watch out for, as I mentioned, I've worked at four different gyms. There, especially right now during the holiday season, a lot of crime. Whatever gym you go to, you want to be alert. You want to be going, paying attention, coming in and out, not staring at your cell phone. You don't really want to take good valuables to the gym, I would say, in your trunk or in the locker room. When I worked there, it wouldn't happen all the time, but it happened often enough where people would go in there and break the locks, and then your stuff is gone. And this is with us, like people continuously coming in and out of the men's or women's locker room, and people would always find a way to break into them. So you want to be careful with that. I watch a lot of YouTube. So there's a guy that I watch. His name's like Mark. I think, what's his last name? Robert, I think. He used to be a NASA, like work for NASA, and he gave it up to become a YouTuber. Anyways, about, I think 5 years ago, someone stole a package from him, a $6 package, and he started doing glitter bombs. And from there, every year he makes it better and better. He puts packages so people can steal them, and then it has like fart spray. So this year was a glitter bomb 5.0. I'm pretty sad. I liked watching it every year. It's going to be his last one. But the reason I mentioned it is because they were showing some of it, and what they're doing now is they just break the back window really quick, and then they lift the back seat just to see if you have belongings in the trunk. If they don't, even if you have like one bag in the car seat, they're not really going for that. They're checking to see who left their valuables in the trunk. So by breaking the window, and they put like a little spike right here, so it looks like they basically come with a car, and they showed this all. If you check out that Glitter Bomb 5, they have a like a little steel thing in their palm, and they just barely tap the window, break it. They have mask on. I think they removed the plate. So it's pretty hard to catch, and there's a lot of crime. So don't take anything even valuable and keep it in your trunk, because if they get into your trunk and it looks like the crime, that's what they're specifically doing, then it's gone forever. Some of the stronger or harder lockers that I saw were the pay ones. That is the drawback, but they were like maybe 50 cents back before, and you get like a little thing, a key just basically, and it goes around it. But to me, I would feel more comfortable if you're not going to carry it with you, putting your wallet in there versus the one, any lock that you can go and leave it in the locker. I would highly not do that at any gym, no matter how nice they are. And besides that, always check to see about how to cancel the contract, because no matter what gym it is, they make it very difficult to cancel the contract. Do you have to handwrite a letter? And typically you can get out of them if you have some sort of injury, or if you happen to move maybe within like 25 mile radius from any gym. Those are usually the escape clauses, but that's something you definitely want to check with your member representative. Overall, I think gyms can be very convenient, especially if you live somewhere with a lot of traffic. It's a great way. I know I did that all the time when I was doing the cubicle life. I would go after work or before, sometimes even during lunch, but really I would do it for me to get a good workout, let traffic die down, and then I could get on my commute and not have to spend so much time in traffic. Also, check the hours. If you're buying it online, you want to make sure the locations that you're planning to go to, either by work or by home, because when you're buying it online, you're not specifically maybe knowing the location. So be sure to check all that so that it could be convenient. Over here, the 24-hour fitness gyms, some of them are open 24 hours and some of them are not. You would think that they would all be. A lot of the ones that they did close, and the last one that I forgot to talk about is the UFC gyms. Now, a lot of the 24-hour fitness gyms that were closing, UFC gyms bottom, like across the United States, and they have basketball courts. So that was the one thing that I thought the UFC gym lacked, not having basketball courts. There's still not one in Southern California that I know with a basketball court, but like the ones in Seattle and a couple other places that they purchased, I know that they have basketball courts. So some of the UFC gyms do have basketball courts. They have a virtual program, which is basically on their app. It's about $15 a month. And then on average, and remember, these are California prices because I got all this from the online, but they seem to narrow it down through your zip code. The regular membership is $59 a month. I didn't really say anything about initiation. Maybe they're waiving it. $59 a month gets you one location, and you can use the, I don't think you can do all the classes for $59 a month. The one, they try to keep it simple. They do have a couple other memberships. $99 a month. That one gives you unlimited everything, more than one location. You can go to the, all the UFC signature clubs, and you can take all the classes unlimited. When I went there, I paid a big amount down, and then I paid a, man, I had a pretty good deal thinking about it. I probably paid maybe about $50 a month. And with that, I could take everything, jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, the yoga classes. And just to kind of get an idea of if you want to do anything like specific, like jiu-jitsu, any martial arts school you go to, they're going to charge you about $150 a month just to train jiu-jitsu if you want to train Muay Thai. And mind you, a lot of the legitimate pro fighters are teaching at these UFC gyms because really, what else are they going to do? That's like their passion. So that's what they know how to do. And so you have a lot of top good instructors at the UFC gyms. And the membership that I paid for, I could take jiu-jitsu. I could pretty much do everything. One of the things that I didn't like on the corporate side is they're going to try and hound you to buy a UFC gi. But nowhere in the contract does it state that you have to buy a UFC gi, and they try and enforce that, and they try and tell you that you can't train if you don't wear that. I have not gone back since the pandemic. I let my membership go because I used to work across the street from it, and that's where I would go, but I don't go there anymore. But I could take all the classes, as I meant, some Muay Thai too. If you want to take special Muay Thai classes, it's about $100 to $150. So if you think about it, $59 a month, $60 a month, even $100 is really good when you get access to saunas and weights and individual classes like Muay Thai and boxing. And besides the boxing, the yoga and all that. So overall, I think it's a really good deal. And there's more classes too. They have boot camp. So it's a really good deal. And then, of course, you have... they're a little lower end because they don't have the amenities such as racquetball, basketball courts, saunas, jacuzzis, but, you know, the Planet Fitness, where the Crunch gyms, where you can go for about $10 a month, up to $20 a month. Those are the lower end ones. I didn't check to see if they have any specials, but if you're interested in Alley Fitness, 24 hours, Gold's Gym, and the UFC, those are the breakdown prices, and see if, and of course, always try and stay out of the contract. I used to work for Bally Total Fitness, and I was trying to check to see, and it looks like they finally just stopped being a gym. They only do fitness equipment and clothing now, but back then they used to make you sign up for 3 years, and it was financed. It would actually be ran on your credit. So it was a finance membership for 36 months. So that's not around anymore. Most of them seem to be month to month, but right now with the holiday specials, if you do miss out on the Christmas, you could probably wait till New Year's, and then there'll probably be some other good specials. But if you ran out of time online, go online and there you go. Get yourself a membership or get yourself the loved one a membership and just kind of look around, because I'm in Los Angeles. I know that there's other chain ones throughout the United States. I'm not too familiar with them, but Alley Fitness is pretty much throughout United States, Gold's Gym, And then UFC Gym is pretty much growing. As far as I know, they're all over. And then 24-hour fitness as well. I've seen Snap Gym, like I think in Arizona and Utah. So I know there's a few other ones out there, but those are the major ones. The Planet Fitness, and go online. I wish I could tell you, here's a referral code and I can make some money off it. But nope, this is just the last minute gift ideas, because there's the people who maybe are super busy or just completely forgot or been living under a rock. So I want to thank everybody for joining. Tomorrow, I'm going to do something live on Fireside. I'm going to brave the harsh 72 weather, California conditions tomorrow. And I'm going to do an outside episode. And I'm going to talk to you about what you can do to stay warm in a harsh climate like I will be. And I do it all for my listeners, because on Christmas Day, it's going to be 80 degrees. So I might actually have to put shorts on. So I'm going to basically show you how to survive these cold, cold climates. It's like Survivor Man plus Merry Fitness all wrapped into one. So be sure to follow me on Fireside. I haven't decided the time. I'm going to wake up at probably 6 in the morning, go run 10 miles at 6:45. Be done by like 9:30-ish, probably have some breakfast, and then I'll do the show. So, but just be sure to follow me here and you'll know exactly when it goes off. So thank you, everybody, for joining me. Thank you, everybody in the audience, watching on the stream, on YouTube, Twitch. This has been the Merry Fitness Extravaganza, Athletic Definition, Day 11 out of 31.